Saturday, the fourth week, ordinary time, 1. Readings from Hebrews and Mark. Reading 1, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good or to share and to share what you have. God is pleased by sacrifices of that kind. Obey your leaders and defer to them, for they keep watch over you and will have to give an account, that they may fulfill their task with joy and not with sorrow, for that would be of no advantage to you. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. May he carry out in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Gospel, Mark chapter 6, verse 30. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving and came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Theme: the relationship between the pastor and his sheep. In life, no one is an isle and can live by himself. He needs help from others and must provide help from them in return. For example, a newborn child can't live by himself. On material aspect, he needs his parents' love and care until he can provide for himself. On intellectual aspect, he needs to be educated in his family and in school so that he can have the necessary knowledge to think, to behave, to reason, and to interact with others. On spiritual aspect, he needs to be guided to recognize the Creator and to live his relationship with him. Today's readings emphasize the special relationship between the pastor and his sheep. In the first reading, the author of the letter of the Hebrews wrote about the duties of both sides. The pastor must help his sheep, and the sheep must respect and obey their pastor. In the gospel, though Jesus wanted his disciples to value time to rest and to live their relationship with God, however, he couldn't prevent his compassion when he saw people wandering as sheep without a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. Analysis. Reading 1. We must help each other to do God's will. The duties of the faithful. The purpose of the religion is to lead people to God. To achieve this goal, people must do 3 things. 1. To worship and praise God through Christ. The author said, "Through him, then, let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name." Worshiping God is our first duty and can be done either individually or communal worship. 2. To lead others to God. Religion isn't purely in words, but must also be in deeds. The author continued, Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. God is pleased by sacrifices of that kind. 3. To obey and to help spiritual leaders. According to the church's structure, the spiritual leaders in a local area, such as the bishops and the priests, are those who have a direct duty for the faithful. The author advised the faithful to obey these spiritual leaders. Obey your leaders and defer to them, for they keep watch over you and will have to give an account, that they may fulfill their task with joy and not with sorrow, for that would be of no advantage to you. Besides obedience, the faithful should express their gratitude more positively by praying and caring for the material needs of their spiritual leaders, so that they might have time and health to serve the sheep. Helping them is to help themselves. We must help each other to do God's will. This must be our main purpose in life, because all things which God creates are for a purpose. What is God's purpose or will for human beings? The author of the letter clearly described, that is, to share in God's happiness. So though it is God's will, but for the sake of people, therefore, God's will must also be our will. Christ fulfilled God's will. To achieve God's will, Christ obeyed God in all things, even accepted death to fulfill God's will. As the author said, the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant. We must also be loyal in doing God's will. If Christ was ready to pour out blood for us to live, we shouldn't let his precious blood be ineffective in us. The author prayed for the faithful. May Jesus our Lord furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. May he carry out in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Gospel. Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while. An apostle needs tranquility to rest and to refresh. An apostle is easily to get high when he sees the results of his apostolic work and is praised by people. These shall lead him to try harder, even ready to sacrifice his time of eating and drinking, resting and recreating, to satisfy people's needs. However, Jesus wisely reminded them, come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while. There are many reasons for this wise advice. Human body has its own limitation. When people work hard and are tired, they need to rest and recover. If they don't, they shall be burdened and their future works shall not be effective. The apostolic works must be balanced by the prayer life. If an apostle doesn't spend time to pray, he shall not have spiritual power to meet the requirements of the apostolic life. Saint Dominic wisely established the Dominican order that balances these two dimensions, to do apostolic works in daytime and to communicate with God in nighttime. People are thirsting for the gospel. Though Jesus and his disciples got on a boat to be away from the people and to rest for a while, when Jesus got off of the boat, he saw a great throng, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The need to care for people is always urgent, because sheep without a shepherd don't know the way. The shepherd needs to show his people the way to God, the ultimate goal of their life. Without this goal, people are led astray and easily led into immoral activities of the devils and the world. Sheep without a shepherd can't find nutritious food. The shepherd needs to provide spiritual food for his people through God's words, sacraments, and a prayerful life with God. Sheep without a shepherd will be prey for wolves. The shepherd needs to recognize early signs of danger and traps to warn his people, such as individualism, materialism, divorce, abortion, wrong understanding of freedom, etc. Applications in life. The relationship between the pastor and his sheep require both dimensions. The pastor loves and cares for his sheep, and the sheep obey and help the pastor to fulfill his duty. Both of them must help each other to do God's will and to reach the salvation which Jesus, the good pastor, has prepared for them. The apostolic works need to be balanced with a prayer life. An apostolic life without prayer shall easily be disoriented and fall into hopelessness.